And we're doing the Kuntres Achron in Leitei Vashmua. This is the Alter Rebbe writing. It looks like that there were some Hasidim. They used to have a minyan, but people were in a rush. So somebody used to go over to the Amid, and he used to take him a little bit longer. So the other people didn't want to wait. They couldn't wait so long. So they tell them, you know, you don't daven for the Amid, get somebody else. And the Alter Rebbe was very unhappy with that. The Alter Rebbe was basically saying, look, davening ba'arichas, especially nowadays, or davening, you know, in a proper manner, is important, especially the avodah bizman hazeh, even more than the olden days. And this was even in the olden days. And he says, being long in davening is something which gives you life. So the Alter Rebbe basically says, listen, if you don't have no time to wait for Kedusha, for Baruch Hu, you have to run to work, go. Because if somebody who can't listen Kedusha and Baruch Hu, he's yoitzer with the chazen, if he's an oynes, as he brings on the halacha. But that's not a reason to take away from everybody long life and the opportunity to daven like a mensch. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is basically saying that he's not happy that they're not allowing the people that want to go slow to daven for the yom. Let's look inside. The Alter Rebbe writes like this: Hine loitoyva shmua. This is not good. The news. Shomati vatirgas bitni. Paraphrasing the verse, I heard and I became upset. Bitni. Asher am Hashem. That the people of Hashem, meaning the people of the shul, call them Am Hashem, mavirim lufnei ateva, they remove from before the amud, the teva, the box, which is the amud, the leading the services, ha'isha chafetz b'chayim, a person that wishes life, as we're going to see, because when you daven slowly, that's life, you get love. Varichas yom, and long life, shall call an nash, of all the Anshi Shlemein, all the people, the Chassidim, Shebe Mikdash Ma'at Hazeh Shalanash, which are in this small Mikdash, because a shul is considered to be a base Mikdash Ma'at, a small sanctuary. So in this particular base Mikdash of Anshi Shlemein of the Chassidim, so they're removing the guy, the person who wants life. Why are we saying this, that he wants life? Why is this life? Because this is what our sages tell us, K'maymer Azal, because our sages tell us that Shloisha Dvorim Arichim Yomov Shel Odom, there are three things that prolong the life of a person. Ve'achod Mehem Amarich B'tfilose, one of them is one who davens long. So it turns out that a person who wants to go slowly, he causes Arichas Yomim, long life for everybody. And they're removing him, so the Alter Rebbe says that's not right. And the Alter Rebbe explains, even if you don't have the time to wait and you want to daven with a minyan, that's not a reason. Even somebody who the time is very pressed for him, and it's impossible for him to wait till he can answer Kedusha after this minyan. Can't even wait Kedusha, he has to run out before Kedusha. So the Alter Rebbe says, "Halei toiv toiv loi." Well, it's better for him. Shaloi l'shmoya kedusha baruch. Better off not hearing kedusha baruch at all. That would be a better choice. Milerin l'chayim shal hachafetzim b'chayim. Than to descend to the life of those who want life, those who want to daven. You're better off leaving than descending to those who want. Especially, he says, v'oynes rachmona patri. Since you have no choice, so the Torah accepts you, so you're not responsible if you have to run. But don't bother the other people. Shliach tzibur mitziy dechevosei. Therefore, the shliach tzibur will fulfill your obligation. Afshele shoma, even if you don't hear, ki ilu shoma, as if you heard shu koyne mamish. Just like when you hear, you're like answering. So the same thing, if you're a forester, you have can be in the shul, it's as if you actually answered to the Kedusha and the Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, with regards to the people who find themselves in the field, they go out working, they can't come to the minyan, it's their anisi, their anoynes. And they are actually fulfilling the absolute, even the prayer. We're not talking about Kiddush over here. We're talking about even the davening. They're not davening even. They're fulfilling their obligation of the davening of the Shemoneh Esra Atzma b'chazoros ha-shatz, when the repetition of the shatz, ki'ilu shomu mamish, as if they actually heard it. V'gam kedushu baruch b'chlal. So this includes, so even the davenings, you're not to daven at all, because the amshi b'sodz ha-yetzu v'chazoros ha-shatz. So kedushu baruch are included in this also. So the Rebbe continued, v'hine, zoyz chakarnuhu, we have already, this we have investigated, that keinu gam, this was also true in the earlier generations of the sages of the Mishnah and the Gemara, in which their learning was their main, was permanent, and that was their main service, was the learning Torah, and not the prayer. So even in those days, what I said before was true, the Alter Rebbe says, that you would fulfill your obligation, you're better off not rushing the davening, even in the older generations, when their main thing was davening and not learning. But how much more so now, this time, in the heels of Mashiach, our study of Torah is not permanent because of the troubles of the time. We're not learning as much as we should, as we could. We can't learn so much. The main service in the hills of Mashiach is the prayer. So how much more so, for sure, that it is fitting and proper to put our lives actually on it. This is actually a Torah obligation. To those who understand, understanding to'elus ha'hisboinenus, the benefit of meditation, reflection, va'oimek hadas k'tzas, and a little bit deeply thinking with your mind, you know, about the davening, kol chad lepum shiur delay, each person according to their own measure, b'sidur shvacha shel mokim baruch hu, by organizing the praise of Hashem, blessed be He, b'psukei dezimra, by the verses of song, ushtei brachas to meditate over there, and also ushtei brachas shalifnei krishma, the two brachas that precede krishma, yetzer va'ava, la'oyer bahen ha'ava mesuteres, to arouse in them, in those brachas, in those song, the hidden love which is hidden belayv kol Yisrael in the heart of every yid, love lebchinas gilui, that should bring it up into the open, that love that you have for Hashem to bring it into the open. Bizgalus halev, in the revelation of the heart, bishas kriya shema atzma, so that when you read the Shema, it'll be open. Shazoisi mitzvah sa'ava shebeposuk. This is the mitzvah of love, which is in the posuk, v'ahav tochulu v'cholu v'ofcha chulu. Is to love the Eibishter. So how do you get that love of the Eibishter? That is through the meditation, through the reflection, before the davening. Hanimnis Rishoyne B'Taryag Mitzvahs, that is the first of the 630 mitzvahs, is the level of Abbas Hashem, after Hashem B'chol Avavcha. Kumeshe Kosova Rambam Zal, as the Rambam writes, Shehi Miyisoyde HaTorah, that is the foundation of the Torah, V'Shorsha, and the root of the Torah, Umoker L'Kol Ramach Mitzvahs Haseh, this is the source for all the 248 mitzvahs to do it through the level of Aviv. Why? The Alter Rebbe explains. For the mitzvah of Aviv, for B'havta Shem Lekecha, isn't sufficient to just say, well, I have love in my heart. It's there. Because that love, you can't say you should love, that's there. You can say the mitzvah of B'havta means you should take that love which is deep in your heart and bring it out into the open. That is the mitzvah of a hafta, to make that love that's inside in so openly. From the hidden love which is in the heart of the hidden in there from birth and nature, that doesn't apply over there a command at all. How could you command in the heart? It's there. And it's very easy to understand that when the love is still hidden, it's not, then it's just the Nefesh HaLakis. He identified Nefesh HaLakis Levado. That is only in the Nefesh HaLakis. So, in other words, Neshama has the Ava. But your body, your nefesh abahamis, your it's not you. I mean, it's just your soul has the ava. That's what's hidden over there. When it comes into a revealed way, into the vital soul, azayhi bi his galus halev b'cholos smoli. So then that is revealed in the heart, in the left ventricle, b'koyim mishka nefesh achiyunis, where is the place where the resting of the nefesh achiyunis. B'zehu inyan biru nitzutzis ha-muskir shom be'itzchayim u'pri'itzchayim gabit filo. This is the concept of sorting out the sparks that it says there in Yitzchayim, Pri Yitzchayim, with regards to davening, because when you daven and you impact also the Nefesh HaChiyunis, you're taking the sparks from the Nefesh HaChiyunis and you're elevating it. Shalochein hi ikir ha-avoida bi-ikvis Mashiach. That's why this is the main avoida in the hills of Mashiach, because what we're doing is we need to finish being mevarech in the tzitzis. That's what we need to do in order to ultimately gain the coming of Mashiach, when all the Yibul HaMavos HaNetzach, everything will be gone. We have to finish doing the sparks. So we begin with Iskafia, or Ishabcha, Iskafia, Shal Nefesh HaChiyunis, L'Nefesh HaLikis, which is the level of either turning around, or at least subduing, the nefesh achiyunis, the soul, the vitalized soul, to the godly soul. Kinoida, ki adam hu hanefesh, that the blood is the nefesh, and so every time when you subdue, so you take the blood, your soul, and when you daven with it, with that energy, so you're taking the blood, v'adam mischadish b'chol yoyim, eichlim mismashkin, the dam is renewed every day from the food and drinks that turn into blood. And then you take that blood and you make that a level of love in your nefesh achiyunis from that dam. The gam is pile bin niska takimim babushu bedira. And also the person, the nefesh achiyunis, becomes impacted and is corrected from the garments and the dira. So therefore, you're utilizing all the gashmizika stuff in the world to change them around. That's the bitter of the netzutzes. That's why it's so important now. Why now? Because we're holding by before Mashiach. We're holding at the end. Mashenkim b'deiros rishonim, as opposed to the earlier generations. Shehoyu neshamos halikis k'doy la'erech. Over there, the godly souls were of great value. Hayabiru nase kerega b'kriyishma levad. Over there, it would become instantly. The biru that they needed to do would be instantly, just by Krishma alone. In other words, they didn't require that reflection, they didn't require that meditation, didn't require the whole dachona that the Alter Rebbe was speaking about over here. Over there, it would be done just the Krishma levad, the brachas of Neho, psukah, v'kitzorah, and they didn't need to, and they didn't need to go through this whole arichas. But since now this is necessary, so that's why the Alter Rebbe says, better let the person daven barichas, and at least that way everybody will have chaim, and if they can't daven, that's, that'll be there, okay.